Part 2. The Recovery of the Kingdom. Book 13. From Phaeacia to Ithaca. As he thus ended, all were hushed to silence, held by the spell throughout the dusky hall. At length, Alcinous, answering, said, "Odysseus, having crossed the brazen threshold of my high-roofed house, you shall be aided home with no more wanderings, be sure, long as you now have suffered. And this I say insistently to everybody here, to you who in my hall drink of the elder's sparkling wine and listen to the bard. You know that in a polished chest lie garments for the stranger, with rich wrought gold and all the other gifts which the Phaeacian counselors have brought him hither. But let us also, each man here, give a cauldron and large tripod. Then, gathering the cost among the people, we will repay ourselves. For one to give outright were hard indeed." So said Alcinous. And his saying pleased them. And now, desiring rest, they each departed homeward. But when the early rosy-fingered dawn appeared, they hastened to the ship and brought the gladdening bronze. Revered Alcinous, going himself aboard the vessel, stowed it all carefully beneath the benches, so that it might not incommode the crew upon the passage while they labored at the oars. Then to Alcinous' house they went and turned to feasting. In their behalf, revered Alcinous offered an ox to Zeus of the dark cloud, the son of Cronus, who is the lord of all. And having burned the thighs, they held a glorious feast and made them merry. Among them sang the sacred bard, Demodocus, beloved of all. Nevertheless, Odysseus would often turn his face toward the still shining sun, eager to see it setting, because he was impatient to be gone. As a man longs for supper whose pair of tawny oxen all day long have dragged the jointed plow through the fresh field, gladly for him the sunlight sinks and sends him home to supper, stiff are his knees for walking, so gladly for Odysseus sank the sun. Straightway he turned to the oar-loving Phaeacians, and speaking to Alcinous especially, he said, "Mighty Alcinous, renowned of all, pour a libation and send me safely forth. Fare you all well. All that my heart desired is ready, escort and friendly gifts, and may the gods of heaven make them a blessing. My true wife may I find on coming home, and dear ones safe. And you who stay, may you make glad your wedded wives and children. The gods bestow all happiness, and may no ill inhabit here."